Now, you may have heard recently that certain animal rights groups have been complaining and criticising the way that guide dogs are bred, saying that it's inhumane, and worse than that, they've actually been verbally abusing guide dog owners. So I thought I would ask Blind Dave Healy what he thinks about this, because you've had a few guide dogs now, haven't you?
I have indeed, mate. I'm waiting for number five. Inhumane. I mean, Simon, where do we begin? I mean, the dogs. When and if these people, who are obviously very, very brave people, confronting a blind person on the street, giving him a bit of abuse, I hope when I do get me new dog, one stops me. Now, if they had got the nounce to ring up guide dogs, ask them if they can go to the puppy breeding centre in Tollgate, they would see that the dogs and the puppies are brought up with nothing but love. You know, there's no hard training goes into them. They're training changing the training programs all the time, so that these dogs are trained with love. Simple as that. And every dog that I've had, Simon, and you know, it's a fact. When you've got them, when you've got them home, they've got their bed. They're loving you. They're loving the family. You know, every time I pick a lead up or a harness up, they're at that door, and it's like them saying, "Come on, then, what are we waiting for?" The tails are wagging and they're so eager. And then you get out on the street, mate, and they get a tidbit, you know, a treat for doing a fabulous job. And, you know, it's like, "Ooh, I've been a good boy or a good girl today because I've got you to where you want to go safely." They're always wagging the tails. They're fit. They look slim, I'm guessing. There's no overweight with them. They're just healthy, wealthy dogs. You know, checked regularly. If there's problems, you know, they're up the vets and it's all sorted. Now, I've had a couple of occasions, so, and I'm going back now a few years, and I think it was my first or my second guy. Anyway, one of the initial guide dogs that I had was actually walking down the street with a dog on lead, not on harness, and I was arm in arm with somebody, you know, going down. And somebody stopped and this came out. "It's cruel what you're doing to that dog, blah, 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 blah." And the person who was with me said, "I've just watched your dog struggle down the path. It obviously looks like it's twice the size it should be. You're obviously feeding it incorrectly. Are you capable of walking it and giving it the exercise? You've got the audacity to turn around and say, this is cruel. You start looking at your own, you know, front doorstep and see the dog struggling up there." And I said, "You're joking." And they said, "No, that dog is struggling to get up the doorstep." And I thought, these people who feed them full of rubbish and sugar and half the dinners, and you think, and then they never take them out. And it's like, oh, you know. And I relish the fact one of them stopping me in the street. I really do.
The thing is, when you see, like, even your own experience, your dogs and even Seamus, who passed away last Christmas, but...
Yeah.
A loyal dog who was much more than just a guide dog, wasn't he?
He was a friend. He was a hero. Now I know that, obviously, you know, Seamus had got cancer from, you know, over a longer period than we realised. He was an absolute hero. But he was loved by everybody, Shoddy. I even went out last night to do a talk, Simon, and there was a couple of people that are not on Facebook, and they said, "We're Seamus." And I explained, I went, "Oh," and I was gutted, absolutely gutted. But he was loved by everybody. Everybody in the area knew him. We were just, you know, when we went out, it's like you go out with your mate, it's you and your mate, and people would say, "Where is he tonight?" "Oh, I've left him in. He, you know, he was off the rocks a bit," or, he, you know, blah, 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 blah. But everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. And everybody could see the dogs ill-treated. They are, I'll tell you what, those dogs are treated better than some human beings. They're cleaner than some human beings. They eat right. They're literally physically fit. And sadly, he died with cancer. But human beings get cancer, Simon. You know, it's nothing unusual to anything. But when they keep coming out, these activists, have they got nothing better to do with their lives than to moan about it?
Well, what really angers me as well is that, you know, these people who think they're so enlightened, and yet they'll come up to somebody who can't see who's approaching them, so you're automatically going to feel defensive and threatened.
Yeah.
What makes them any different to any other thug?
Well, they are thugs, and mate, there's only one word that sums people like that up. Their approach is a blind person or a person with a disability. They're cowards. You know, they are cowards and thugs. And they all moan about, oh, Simon, you've got me on a subject now. I mean, I don't know why some of them don't go and catch a plane to the foreign parts where things are going desperately long with animals. Why stand on a street corner in West Brom or Birmingham or London, moan at a blind person for utilising a dog because the dog loves to be there? Why don't they go over to these people who are killing elephants and killing tigers and killing this and killing that? You know why? Because they probably turn the gun on them and tell them to shut up, shoot them. And it just, it's easy prey all the time, isn't it, mate? Easy prey.
I think it is, and I think it's worthwhile, though, becoming familiar. If you know that this is likely or possibly going to happen when you're out and about, then, you know, be yourself, get yourself prepared, and there's no point getting into a real argument about it. But I don't know how you would deal with it properly.
Well, I would just, you know what, mate, if it was in the middle of West Bromwich and some idiot like that stopped me, I should just say, hang on a minute, and I would just shout around, is there plenty of people round here, witnesses, to see or hear what's going to go on in a minute? Because this idiot is telling me that it's cruel to have this dog to give me some form of mobility, and look at the dog, you know, and then I'll ask the question, is his coat dirtier than his fur? Because, Simon. I think I'm going to take up boxing.
Do you know, when you think of the things that there are, like you have mentioned it, the things that are worth being concerned about, some serious things, you know, you feel like saying, are you just picking an easy target here?
And that, you know, Simon, you can spread this onto a lot of things. These animal rights people. You've got the global warming people. Now, I think throughout Britain, we are probably, and have, tried to do as much as we possibly can. And there's only so much that you can do with all sorts of things in life. But when you start hearing on the news that this country does that, that country does this, they're killing, they're shooting, they're whatever, you don't get too many of these activists in countries where they should be moaning and groaning. Because they're frightened, aren't they? Because they wouldn't get the protection over there that they get here. But, I'm relishing the fact of somebody stopping me. I really am.
Well, I dare say, if you're an activist and you're listening, then there may be some of you who would go to some of these places that Dave's talking about. But the issue is here, and it's not clever. It's not big.
It's not clever at all. And as I said, there's only one word I would use for them. They're cowards. Absolute cowards. Before they start shouting their mouths off and not knowing what they're talking about, actually ring up Guide Dogs for the Blind and say, look, we don't like your policies, but could we come along and have a look at exactly how you run things? And I am sure the Guide Dogs would open up, open-armed, and say, come and have a look, and we will show you exactly what we're doing, and we will show you the true story. It's like everything else, isn't it? They're making up the fictional points because they're not strong enough and they're not brave enough to actually ring the organisation and say, can we come through the doors and have a look?
Dave, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go and have a lie down. Quickly, how do we keep up with you?
Oh, keep up with me. I'll tell you what, I hope two of them get me because it's tending to be one that's going to... Anyway, right, blinddavehealy.co.uk is the website. Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter, @BlindDaveHealy. Oh, Simon, I'm going to have to go and have a lie down, mate. That's okay.
Catch you next week.
Words have failed me for once in my life.